At the first conference, guest artists had to sleep together on empty floors. Now the W Hotel gives each artist their own room. Living Wall's founder and executive director, Monica Campana, says this growth is due largely to Atlanta's embrace of public art.
It's a really good feeling to be able to see the respect that some city officials have towards the project, neighborhood associations wanting to and requesting for us to work in their neighborhoods. And, I mean, aside from that, just the support that we have overall from people in the community.
Campana hopes Living Wall's new nonprofit status leads to an even bigger future.
I'm hoping for this to only grow. I'm hoping for more neighborhood associations to come to us. I hope for the city to embrace us more. I hope for this to not just be a 5-day conference, but to be a 10-day conference.
A link to a map of all the mural locations is at wabe.org. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.